Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio is Brian Donovan, the chair for the programs of criminal justice, sociology, and social work. Welcome in. I hear the new scoop is on a new program in your neck of the woods.
Just really excited to talk to you about the new 90-hour degree in criminal justice.
Yeah, of course. Tell me a little bit about what the program exists currently as.
Okay, currently we're a 120-hour, which is a four-year degree program.
Mm-hmm.
That consists of general education courses, which is your math, science, English, things like that, that everybody across the university takes.
Yeah.
Then there's hours in the major, the criminal justice major.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the degree is made up with a combination of elective hours that students may bring in, and it really is just kind of whatever the student wants to do to fill up those extra hours.
Right.
The issue that we identified was that those extra hours is where sometimes it causes some issues.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it takes longer to complete the degree, and we really wanted to streamline the process of a college education, but it also costs a lot more money. So those extra hours can take up to a year or more of extra classes, extra tuition, extra time before students enter the workforce. That's where we started looking, and the big thing about those extra hours is because there's no set standard for what they are. Students mm-hmm. can mix and match anything, so there's no comprehensive plan. There's nothing discernible that we can say necessarily contributes to the degree. Now, some students obviously take some courses that really complement the degree,
right?
But others don't. And so then when you look at the skyrocketing level of student loan debt,
mm-hmm.
we really wanted to try to do something for the students to get them through the program more quickly, get them out into the workforce, reduce the cost of education or their college debt.
Right.
And then the other thing, especially in the criminal justice field, when you look at most entering freshmen, they're around age 18.
Mm-hmm.
And most criminal justice professional career jobs, you have to be at least 21 to enter. So for police, corrections, probation, parole, you have to be 21 years of age.
Right.
So what we had was a fairly significant number of students that would come here as freshmen. They would get right up to their senior year or maybe even into their senior year. They would turn 21, get a job offer, and then they would leave college, not finish their degree, and they would go right into the workforce. And
right.
so we had a lot of folks that were really close but didn't get that degree. So taking away that extra year, that, again, really there was no comprehensive plan for it
mm-hmm.
as far as how it contributed, really lined up those entry points between coming in as a freshman at 18, finishing your degree within 3 years, and being 21 and being prepared with a degree in hand to go out and enter the workforce.
Do you think narrowing that course load down, say you have this onslaught of freshmen all needing to take the same class, what strain do you think that's putting on professors?
Well, we have room right now in classes for additional enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have projected out where we think this is going to go, what we anticipate the enrollment changes to be over the next few years. And we already have a plan in place to address that. So we've got the resources. Again, initially, we can accommodate the initial increase. But as the program continues to grow, we have a plan in place for that as well.
Awesome. That's always good to hear. I know people who wake up right at the time that their registration opens to get in those core classes that they really need. So to hear that that accommodation is already made is comforting.
Again, we've also, to help with that, we've really outlined a very detailed degree map.
Mm-hmm.
So the students have a plan of what courses they're going to need. And we've put a rotation of courses when we offer particular courses on our website. That's a 2-year rotation and it repeats every couple of years. So students can project out what courses they're going to need, when they're going to be offered. And those resources are readily available for the students as well as their advisors. And so they can make those plans and that way they can project out and we can project out what our enrollment demands are going to be.
Good. That's awesome. What do you think that this quick turnover is going to do for students? You mentioned that most of them don't complete the degree because they just don't need those hours.
Well, I wouldn't say most of them don't, but a lot of them
don't. Some of them. Sorry.
Right.
That's my bad.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, we're hoping to get students excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at criminal justice professions, law enforcement, policing, corrections, probation, parole, most of those jobs for entry points don't require a college degree. Some do, but most don't. Where you really get the benefit of a college degree is when you get 5, 10, 15 years into your career and you're moving into leadership roles or administrative roles,
mm-hmm.
it gives you a much broader depth of knowledge for some of those skill sets. And so what we're hoping is that this really excites students to come in, get the degree, finish it, so they have that foundation that they can carry all the way through their career. When you look at, and I'll just use law enforcement as an example,
mm-hmm.
more than than half of all the police officers in the country have some college but never finished their degree. So life happened for whatever reason. You know, maybe some of those were the folks that stopped out in their senior year, but others of them went for a year or two, had an opportunity for jobs, or maybe family situations changed, and they had to go into the workforce, but they would like to come back and finish those degrees. So having this more streamlined degree plan will also help those officers come back and complete that degree so they can be better prepared to advance in their careers, even though they're already in them.
Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time here, but is there anything else you'd like to note at all?
Well, the degree program is, again, it's really exciting. But when you pair that with our master's degree program that can be done completely online even after graduation, so folks can go into the workforce and do that while they're working, that degree only takes about a year. We've streamlined that degree as well. And so when you look at the traditional amount of time that it has historically taken to get just a bachelor's degree, our students can now complete a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in that same amount of time and then really be prepared well to work in the workforce. And we also, in both degree plans, bachelor's degree and the master's degree, we recognize some of the training that working professionals bring in, and we give some amount of degree credit for that as well. So that can accelerate that process even more quickly.
That's awesome, especially because SEMO is so hands-on. I think it's great that you can take some of what you've already been doing and apply that to your schooling.
Right. So, for example, in the bachelor's degree program, we give credit for the police academy. So that's an entire semester's worth of credit that all officers have to have anyway, and they can bring that in for degree credit as well. So that's just one example.
Wonderful. Thank you again for coming in and speaking with me today.
Certainly. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.